Hello, everybody, and welcome to a new episode of our tech podcast by Bosch Rexroth. My name is Robert Weber, and it's a pleasure to talk to
Andreas Letsch.
Andreas, welcome to the podcast.
Hi.
We want to talk about batteries, but before we start, please introduce yourself briefly to the listeners.
So I'm working for more than two decades for everything which is related to production, and especially production of green technologies. This means, for example, photovoltaics, batteries, fuel cells, e-motors, everything which is related to green tech.
You were at the battery show a few weeks ago. How was it?
It was a great show. And this was the first time that they moved to Detroit downtown. This is a larger site because the old one was too small. And to be honest, the large site was already completely full.
Is there a new ecosystem emerging?
Well, yes, it's starting, but of course, a lot of customers were there. It was growing like hell, and a lot of visitors were there.
This is a good sign as the EV market is under pressure.
Well, if you look to the numbers from a worldwide perspective, the numbers are still increasing. So we have in total...
But not in Europe.
In Europe also, but of course it's going down, especially in Germany, which is for us, of course, as Germans, a huge market, and of course a large pity, because we are proud of our German automotive companies. And of course they are struggling right now because of course also cutting of subsidizing and all this kind of stuff. So... But coming back to the complete market, still the market worldwide is growing. And there were some months already in China, for example, where every second car was a battery electric vehicle. So I think this trend will be there and it will still grow. Nevertheless, currently, of course, we have a crisis in automotive industry.
What does Bosch Rexroth offer to the EV industry?
We offer the complete Lego bricks to realize the material flow.
What does it mean?
So all the puzzle pieces which you need to build up machinery and also to realize the movements along the factory, that's what you get out of our products. So it starts, for example, if we talk about electrode production, take the motors which are driving the coils, the controls for these motors and drives.
So you combine all components?
Yes, and they are all used to realize the material flow, but it's not about the single processes. So we are not taking care of the laser process itself, but we take care that the piece which you want, for example, to laser weld or to cut with the laser, that this is at the right spot.
So you and your team play a crucial role when it comes to the material flow in battery production, right?
Yes.
Are these all greenfield projects? And how difficult is it to establish a new material flow in a brownfield?
Well, most of the projects, if we talk about battery module assembly and battery pack assembly, they are brownfield. So you have already an existing plant where you produce, let's say, classical cars, and then you're switching to the new battery electric vehicles. And there you install it. Of course, then you have space constraints and a lot of pillars in the hall and all the stuff. So from, let's say, the building perspective, it's brownfield, but you need to realize it with a new equipment in this space. If we talk about the battery cell manufacturing, these are greenfield projects. So you need to build also large facilities.
You need a lot of energy there.
Yes.
I was allowed to visit the BMW plant in Leipzig a few weeks ago. It's an EV plant. AGVs and AMRs dominated the production there. How do you put that together, your approach and the AGV and AMR approach?
Well, in a traditional approach, definitely, because in a lot of cases, then you have to take a huge robot, for example, to transfer the battery from the AGV AMR to our conveyor sections, for example. But we realized now within my team, together with colleagues from engineering, that we can transfer it directly from an AGV AMR to our conveyor system, making life much more easier. And I think this is very crucial for the future, because you need these seamless material flow solutions where it's quite easy to interact and also to reconfigure such lines. And if you think about, let's say, take such a huge robot, even moving this kind of robot to handle a 1 or 2 ton battery, that's an enormous effort install it in another place. If you just can say, okay, let's send the HEV AMR to another section, that's an easy stuff. But we still need this kind of conveyor sections also for the battery packs, because we all want to improve throughput. So throughput is very crucial and speed.
Looking into the future, right?
Yes, yeah. Looking into the future, but also today. To be really cost competitive, it's all about throughput.
We've just walked through your factory here in Stuttgart, and you showed me a few things. I was very impressed, but from my point of view, other companies can also build that. It's not rocket science, or am I wrong? What is your USP?
Well, of course, in the first place, it looks not like, but we see, of course, also what is happening in the market. And what we offer is a very broad and large portfolio. And if you combine this in a clever way, then you can have precision and speed at the right sections where you do, for example, the special processes, and you can go with less accuracy to move the parts, let's say, to the next station. And if you combine this kind of Lego bricks, which we have, in a clever way, this is a good way to optimize, of course, in respect to costs. And this is really about costs per transport. And at the end, if we want to survive and also be competitive, it's very crucial that we reach the cost targets. And the unique thing is, we have this broad portfolio so that we can have the different versions. In other cases, other competitors, they want to sell their stuff, let's say, at maximum meters, and another competitor will try to sell his meters. We have such a broad portfolio that we can optimize it together with the customer from one hand.
Do you need new skills in your team?
Yes, because in respect to battery, you need to understand, of course, the customer, and that those processes which are needed for batteries, they differ completely from the old internal combustion engine world. So it's not about metal cutting and grinding and this kind of stuff. It's more about coating. It's about high precision. It's wet chemistry involved. And also in respect to the surroundings, we have clean and dry room. And all those, let's say, environmental stuff and also the developments, you need to understand to really provide the right solution to your customer so that it's fitting. And in my team, we have, for example, guys coming from the chemistry world, but also coming from machinery and also from automotive. So we are combining this to really support the customer in the best way so that we find the right solution which is fitting to his demands.
We have talked a lot about production now. What about the recycling of the battery? Does your technology help there too?
So we thought about recycling also coming from our experience that we do the assembly of the batteries and, of course, also end-of-line testing. And end-of-line testing means, for example, that we take large DC drive and use this as a sink source system to charge and discharge and test the batteries. And why shouldn't we do it in the other way? And so we started something like 2 or 3 years ago already to discuss about it. And we said, hey, if we assemble, we can disassemble. If we can charge, we can discharge. Let's try the other way around. And that's how we developed a complete set of solutions which fit to the recycling market. And we realized now one of the first automated lines to do the battery discharging there. So there you need our tightening tools to untighten. You need our conveyor system and, of course, also our drives to do the discharging.
Let's look at the market at the end. How will the EV market develop?
The EV will stay there. So there's no doubt about it. Because battery electric vehicles are the most efficient way today to drive. And of course, this will still grow because it's all about efficiency. I think this is a large driver in nature as well as for economics. And therefore, I see this as one of those trends which might be inhibited in some way by some political stuff. But on the long run, the battery electric vehicle will be the car of the future.
Andreas, thank you for your insights. Thank you for the tour. It was a pleasure.
Thank you so much.